Now, if you ask the average Christian today, are you going to live in fear if something like this happens? Now, then the average person will say, oh, well, I hope it don't come to me. And, I mean, I know my house could be burned. They ain't walking in faith. They don't have a clue what God's Word says. So if you don't know how to walk in faith, then you're not innocent. There's only one thing that moves the hand of the king, and that's faith. That's faith. Now, see, I can teach this because up until 25 years ago, I had just as much sickness and disease as anybody. I had all kinds of complications and problems in my life, mostly my back. I was always down in my back, it seemed like. But I had pneumonia a couple of times. I had cold flus every year. I mean, I just thought everybody had to have a cold or flu every year. I thought it was a way of life because I had one every year. And so when I got a hold of walking by faith, when I received Jesus as my healer by faith, I ain't had another sick day in 25 years. Now, I'm just saying that everybody out there, somehow they've got the door open. It may appear, just like the other day I was down to Dallas, down to Fort Worth at Southwestern. I had the privilege to speak at Southwestern Seminary to a bunch of guys working on their master's and their PhDs. And I was so blessed. But one of them back in the back asked me a question. Several of them asked me questions, but this one guy said, my grandfather or whatever he was, or my uncle or whatever, he said, we anointed him with oil. We prayed the prayer of faith over him in a Baptist church, and he died anyway. What's your answer? I said, sin. I said, number one, you guys, I've seen a lot of Baptists pray, but most of them don't have a clue how to pray in faith. I said, as a rule, most of them, if they do anoint with oil, they will pray and say, now, God, if it be your will you heal my uncle? And I said, there ain't no faith in nothing you did. But I said, only God knows the heart of your uncle. And I said, I'm going to tell you, if he died prematurely, there was sin in his life. He was not walking in obedience to God's Word. Because God promised you in His Word. I mean, let's go back and think about this while they're taking up that offering. Let's go back and think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Out of all the men in Babylon at that time, how many of them said, we ain't going to bow down and worship that image. We're going to serve the living God. And the king Nebuchadnezzar said, I will destroy you. I will burn you with fire. How many people do you know that's willing to say, okay, I'm still going to stand on my God's Word? Not many, right? Not many. But they stood. And when they stood, this was their declaration. Our God is well able, and He will deliver us through that fire. And they stood on that declaration. And when He threw them in the furnace, who showed up in the fire with them? Jesus. So see, if the people in California, if they're walking holy in obedience to God's Word. Now, I know of testimonies of people, like, for instance, Ms. Mueller down in Florida. An older woman, probably 80 years old. Ms. Mueller, 4 or 5 years ago, she got a hold of my teaching. I started sending them to her every month. I mean, she's been listening to this. And here, 2 or 3 years ago, in one year, they had 3 huge hurricanes down there where she lives. The very first one, they came in. She stood by faith that she'd have no damage to her house. And her house was not damaged all around her. The second time it came, she said, I'm going to believe God that I'll have electricity after this one. And after it went away, she had electricity. And the next one, she said, God, I'm going to stand in faith that nobody on my block will be out of electricity and the homes won't be destroyed in my entire block. And it was 100,000 homes out of electricity, but that block had electricity. Because of one woman that was walking on faith to God's Word. And she claimed that. So when you say they're innocent, they're not innocent.
All those homes that burned out there, if somebody had stood in faith right in the middle of that, their house wouldn't have burned.
Guarantee it. Guarantee it. If they were walking holy and obedient to God's Word, the fire would have went around them. I guarantee. That's exactly right. That's the way I believe. Yeah, these scriptures, these healing scriptures that Dave puts up there, just like that one, Proverbs 26:2. No curse comes upon you undeserved.
I need it in Braille.
Yeah, the curse causes does not come to rest. In other words, you don't get a whipping unless you deserve it. You don't get spanked for grumbling and complaining unless you grumble and complain. You don't mind if I have fun with you, do you, young lady? I mean, you know, the thing about it is we learn these things from God's Word, and then we change. Is that right? Absolutely. I mean, God's Word. You know, that's why we come to healing schools. We learn what God likes. We learn what God doesn't like. And when we learn what He doesn't like, we stop doing it, right? Amen. I know, brother, over here, I mean, I guarantee, you know, Brother Jim, he's going to walk holy before God. You know, I mean, I guarantee he's going to work holy before God. He's not going to sin any way that he knows. I know him that well, that he's going to do everything he can to walk holy in obedience to God's Word. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to take you to a scripture in Hebrews 11:6, and I'm going to show you something here that, I read a lot of the Bible for years, but and finally one day it begins to really soak into your spirit. And whenever it does, of course, I don't have a corner on the market by any mean, but Hebrews 11:6 says, "So you see, it is impossible to please God without faith." Now, if it's impossible to please God without faith, I think we better learn what faith is. Because if you can't please Him, you can't walk in divine health, can you, Brother Jim? So, anyone who wants to come to God must believe that there is a God and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him. Sincerely seek Him. Now, that doesn't mean going to church every Sunday. That's only the beginning point. You don't just go to church every Sunday. Now, I have known men that went to church on Sunday morning to Bible study when I was in the Baptist church. They came to the Sunday morning worship service. You know, so we have from 10 till 12. You know, we have a 10 o'clock till 11 o'clock Bible study and then 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock worship service, we call it. And then we go out to dinner or something and come back at 5 or 6 that afternoon for an evening hour or hour and a half. And then we go home. Now, I have known men that were there every time the door was open on Sunday, morning and night. But yet, time they're 40 years old, they're on their deathbed with terminal cancer. And you want to know, wow, what happened to this man? I mean, you ask me, what do you think about this guy? And I know several of these men personally. Great man of God, I would say. He's one of the best in the church. But see, what I think and what God thinks is two different things. I mean, I saw you there on Sunday when I was there. I wasn't with you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday. But God was. He knew what you were doing. And He knew when you walked out of church Sunday afternoon, you didn't think about Him Monday. You woke up Monday morning thinking about your business, what I'm going to do this week. You didn't wake up praising Him. You didn't praise Him over your food that you ate. You didn't tell nobody about your Lord this week. I mean, you went to work. You never talked about Jesus. You might have come home that night, Monday night, and you watched 2 hours of television or you read a book or a newspaper or whatever. But did you get down with God and read His Word for an hour or two? No, I don't have time to do that. So God gave you time. And He spoke to you again and again, trying to get your attention. And you didn't go there with Him. He sent somebody by to talk to you. You going to church? You know, well, yeah, some. No, it's not good enough. You need to be there every time. You need to be there all the time. When you're not spending the time with God, you know, you're definitely not fasting. You're probably not praying. But, you know, people think that are Christian. People say they're Christians. They think, well, this is all God wants is to be to come to church on Sunday. And do you stop and think, how many men do you know that sends their wife to church on Sunday and they go to the lake on Sunday? You know, they don't even come to church maybe once in a while. Well, I'm going to have a little fire insurance. I'm going to go on Christmas and Easter. I'm going to tell you, you're going to spend eternity in hell. I mean, I see people all the time who say, well, I'm married to a man. He's a Christian. I said, does he go to church with you? Well, no. Does he tithe? No. Does he study the Word? No. I said, the guy ain't a Christian. I said, does he love you? Well, yeah, he loves me. Is he walking in love with you? Is he treating you like a lady? Well, there's sometimes he's not too nice to me. Well, is he a Christian? Probably not. Only God really knows that answer. I don't know that, but all I can tell you is what the Word says, and the Word says, those that say they're my children, they obey me, that are really my children. And I told my children to go to church. Is that what he said? My real children go to church. My real children don't sin. My real children don't tell dirty jokes during the week. My real children don't watch 3 or 4 hours of television every night and never open my Word. Those that really love me, they study my Word just like I told them to. They study. And then they become overcomers. You know, I mean, it's scary. The Lord even said in His Word, He said, there's a lot of people. At one day they'll get to the kingdom of heaven. They'll say, Lord, they come judgment day. And they say, but Lord, we cast out demons in Your name. We heal the sick in Your name. He says, I know. But I don't know you. The name of Jesus is the most powerful name in the universe. The name of some of those men that you're talking about down there at that Masonic Lodge, some of those men that say they're Christians, you know, they can take the name of Jesus. You can take the name of Jesus. Anybody can take the name of Jesus and do great and mighty things with the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus works. Well, if it hadn't worked for you yet, then we got a problem here. Well, but you didn't. There's a whole lot of other things you didn't do in faith. Now, in other words, in the Baptist church, I was just like that for the first 30 years of my life in the Baptist church. I didn't know how to get the name of Jesus to work for me either. But the name of Jesus will work, and if people know how to do it. But of course, most people that are not believers will never learn how the name of Jesus works. But you can do it. But now, so I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him. That sounds just like us, doesn't it? They brought him to your disciples. We're supposedly the Lord's disciples. Jesus replied. Now, I wonder what he would say to us today. Look what he said here in the NLT. This is not too nice. He said, you stubborn, faithless people. Now, isn't that awful that God would talk to us like that? Of course, in the King James, he called us perverse. Ooh. Jesus replied, you stubborn, faithless people, how long must I be with you until you believe? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me. Aren't we glad God's very long-suffering and patient and put up with us for a long time?
Amen. We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.